Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Menachos, Daf Kuf of the 12th Parak, HaMenachos VaHanasachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, the 12th Parak began, HaMenachos VaHanasachim Shinitmu, Menachos and Nesachim, which became Tamei. Then Adshu HaKidshu B'Kli, before they were sanctified in Kli Sharis, they can be redeemed because they only have Kedushas Damim, monetary sanctity. But after receiving Kedushas Aguf in the Kli Sharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says the Kedushas Damim of Menachos and Nesachim before being placed in the Kli Sharis can even be redeemed while they are Tahor and still viable for offering. He explains why the Mishnah discussed a case where it became Tameh. This is challenged from the Mishnah's ruling that wood for the Mizbeach, Lavona, and Kli Sharis cannot be redeemed, even though Eitzim and Lavona are not susceptible to Tumah before being fit for the Mizbeach, and Kli Sharis can become Tahor in a mikveh. The Gemara answers that although Kedushas Damim can ordinarily be redeemed, these cannot because they are lo shchichi, not common to find, and difficult to replace. The Gemara says the same for Tmimim, unblemished animals, whose Kedushas Damim cannot be redeemed. Rav Kahane disagrees with Shmuel and says Kedushas Damim cannot be redeemed unless it is Tameh. Other Amoraim's opinions are cited. Point number two, Rabbi Oshaya said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to Tumah. Rabbi Shimon said that Orla, Klaya Kerem, and other items which are Asr B'Hanah are not susceptible to Tumah, but concedes that Bas B'Chalav, meat cooked with milk, can become Tameh because it had a Shasa Kosher, a moment of fitness before being cooked together. Rav Yochanan explains Rabbi Shimon's source, Mikol Ocho Asher Ye'achel, from any food which can be eaten, which teaches, Ocho She'ata Yochel Achilu Acherim Karui Ochel. Food which you can feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food, but food which is prohibited in benefit and cannot be given to Gentiles is not called food and cannot become Tamei. Therefore, a mincha which became pigel also cannot become Tamei. Although a Bryce approves that Rabbi Shimon holds pigel can become Tamei, that is where the grain had a shasa kosher, meaning it was permitted before becoming hektish, whereas Rabbi Yoshai's case was the akdishihinu b'mechuber, where he was makdish the grain while it was still attached to the ground and not yet considered food. And point number three, the Gemara objects to this answer, even if he was makdish grain while it was attached to the ground, let him redeem it. This question is according to the version that Rabbi Oshaya holds like Shmuel, that Kedushas Damim can be redeemed even while Tahor. The Gemara answers that he never actually redeemed it, so it never had a Shasa Kosher, but objects that he could have redeemed it, and Rabbi Shimon holds, Ko Omer Lipados Kapadui Dami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a Braisa, Par Matame Tumas Ochlin, the meat of a Shechta Par Duma contracts food Tumah, despite being prohibited in benefit, because it had a Shasa Kosher, meaning there was a moment after Shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Reish Lakish explained that Rabbi Shimon ruled a Par Duma may be redeemed after Shechita upon the Maracha. Here too, since he couldn't redeem the grain, it should constitute a Shasa Kosher. The Gemara answered, regarding a par duma, it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. But there's no mitzvah to redeem a mincha. This discussion continues into the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, the 12th parak began, HaMenachos VaNesachim Shinitmu, Menachos and Nesachim, which became Tameh. Then, Adshu HaKidshu B'Kli, before they were sanctified in the Kli Sharis, they can be redeemed because they only have Kedushas Damim, monetary sanctity. But after receiving Kedushas Aguf and a Kli Sharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says the Kedushas Damim of Menachos and Nesachim before being placed in the Kli Sharis can even be redeemed while they are Tahor and still viable for offering. He explains why the Mishnah discussed a case where it became Tameh. This is challenged from the Mishnah's ruling that wood for the Mizbeach, Lavona, and Kli Sharis cannot be redeemed, even though Eitzim and Lavona are not susceptible to Tumah before being fit for the Mizbeach, and Kli Sharis can become Tahor in a mikveh. The Gemara answers that although Kedushas Damim can ordinarily be redeemed, these cannot because they are lo shchichi, not common to find, and difficult to replace. The Gemara says the same for Tmimim, unblemished animals, whose Kedushas Damim cannot be redeemed. Rav Kahane disagrees with Shmuel and says Kedushas Damim cannot be redeemed unless it is Tameh. Other Amoraim's opinions are cited. Point number two, Rabbi Oshaya said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to Tumah. Rabbi Shimon said that Orla, Klaya Kerem, and other items which are Asr B'Hanah are not susceptible to Tumah, but concedes that Bas B'Chalav, meat cooked with milk, can become Tameh because it had a Shasa Kosher, a moment of fitness before being cooked together. Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Shimon's source, Mikol Ocho Asher Ye'achel, from any food which can be eaten, which teaches, ochel she'ata yochel achilu acherim krui ochel. Food which you can feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food. But food which is prohibited in benefit and cannot be given to Gentiles is not called food and cannot become tameh. Therefore, a mincha which became pigel also cannot become tameh. Although a brisa proves that Rabbi Shimon holds pigel can become tameh, that is where the grain had a shasa kosher, meaning it was permitted before becoming hektish. Whereas Rabbi Yoshai's case was the akdishihinu b'mechuber, where he was makdish the grain while it was still attached to the ground and not yet considered food. And point number three, the Gemara objects to this answer. Even if he was makdish grain while it was attached to the ground, let him redeem it. This question is according to the version that Rabbi Yoshai holds like Shmuel, that Kedusha's damim can be redeemed even while tahor. The Gemara answers that he never actually redeemed it, so it never had a shasa kosher, but objects that he could have redeemed it, and Rabbi Shimon holds, ko omer lipados kapadui dami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a braisa par matame tumas ochlin. The meat of a shechted par duma contracts food tuma, despite being prohibited in benefit, because it had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Reish Lakish explained that Rabbi Shimon ruled a par duma may be redeemed after shechita upon the maracha. Here too, since he couldn't redeem the grain, it should constitute a shasa kosher. The Gemara answered that regarding a parduma, it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. But there's no mitzvah to redeem a mincha. This discussion continues into the next daf. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf olav, and this one was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin. He suggested that kuf olav is a bird caller going caw, caw. So here goes. The bird caller who called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed before it got Kedushas aguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tameh because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher, onto the meat of a parduma, which can be mekabel tumas ochlin because kol omer lipados kefadui dami. Once again, it's a motion. The bird caller who called caw, caw. The bird caller called caw, caw. That must be on duff. Kuf olav. The bird caller who called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he'd redeemed before it got kedushas aguf, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the 12th break began, ha-menachos v'nesachim shinitmu, menachos and nesachim which became tameh, then ad shu akid shebekli, before they were sanctified in kli sharis, they can be redeemed because they only have kedushas damim, monetary sanctity, but after receiving kedushas aguf in the kli sharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says the kedushas damim of menachos and nesachim, before being placed in the kli sharis, can even be redeemed while they are tahor and still viable for offering. So the bird caller who called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed before it got kedushas aguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which could not become tameh because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshai said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to tumah. Rabbi Shimon said that orla, klai, kerim, and other items which are asr bahana are not susceptible to tumah. So the bird caller called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he'd redeemed before it got kedushas aguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tameh because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher, onto the meat of a parduma, which can be mekabel tumas ochlin because ko omer lipados kefadui dami, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, ko ha omer lipados kefadui dami, anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. As he taught in a braisa, par metame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechted parduma contracts food tuma, despite being asr bahana because it had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. That's because it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. So once again, the bird caller called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed before it got kedushas aguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree which cannot become tameh because they are asr bahana with no shasa kosher, onto the meat of a parduma which can be mekabel tumas ochlin because kol omer lipados kefadui dami. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara, Daf Tzadizayin. So the Simmer Daf Tzadizayin is a chess master. So here goes. The eccentric chess master's guess, chess master, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadizayin, chess. The eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that the pasuk begins with the term mizbeach and concludes with the word shulchan, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, during the time when the beis hamikdash stood, mizbeach mechapra adam, the mizbeach would atone for a person, v'akshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, but now that the beis hamikdash is not standing, shulchan shel adam mechapra alav, a person's table atones for him through the mitzvah of providing for guests. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, which reminds us that we learned that the arrangement and the removal of the kanim supporting the lechem apanim are not docha Shabbos. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, and that the width of his one amah table was exactly 5 tefachim, like all kelim were, not like the amos of the mikdash structure, which were 6 tefachim, which reminds us, Reb Meir says that all the amos of the mikdash were beinonios, medium amos of 6 tefachim, except for the amos of the mizbeach hazahav and of the keren sovev and yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, which were 5 tefachim each. Reb Yudah says all amos of the mikdash structure were 6 tefachim, while those of the kelim, including the shulchan, were 5 tefachim. Daf Tzadik Ches. So the siman Daf Tzadik Ches relates to tzchok, and we use a clown for the siman. So here goes. Inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abir on the eastern gate, two clowns. Clowns? That must be on Daf Tzadik Ches. Tzchok. Inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that an image of Shushan Abira was drawn upon the eastern gate of the second base of Migdash. Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi debate its purpose. One said it was Kadesh Yedu Mehechem Bo, so they should know from where they came and properly thank the king of Persia. One said it was Kadesh Te'emus Malchus Alehem, so that the awe of the rulership of Persia should be upon them and they would not rebel against them. So inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, two clans were fighting whether 10 tables should be set up in 2 rows from east to west or north to south, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the orientation of the kelim in the Migdash, and there's malchukos about the 10 shulchanos of Shlomo HaMelech, whether they were placed east to west or north to south. So inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, two clowns were fighting whether 10 tables should be set up in 2 rows from east to west or north to south, while a third clown was having trouble lighting a long wick on the central shaft of the menorah, which faced the west, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the orientation of the menorah and the identity of the Ner Maravi. Daf Tzadi Tes. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. When a cheetah, that must be on Daf Tzadi Tes. When a cheetah entered the Migdash and ate the breads off the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Mali Makodesh, Ve'en Moridin, which reminds us, in addition to the Shulchan HaZahav and the Heichal, there were 2 tables in the Ulam, one of silver, Rashi says it was marble, but white like silver, and one of gold. The Kohanim placed the Lechem on the silver table as they were entering the Heichal and on the gold table upon exiting, Shemalim Makodesh Ve'en Moridin, because we ascend in matters of Kedusha but do not descend, so the Lechem is not placed under the silver table after being on the golden shulchan in the Heichal. So when a cheetah entered the Migdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Bekodesh Vein Maridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the 3 lavin for forgetting one's Torah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish taught, Kol Meshacheach Davar Echad Matamudu Over Belav, anyone who causes even 1 word of his Torah learning to be forgotten transgresses a prohibition. As the Pasuk says, Yishamreel Chaushmor Nafshachon Mo'od Pentishkach Esedvarim, beware for yourself and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw at Har Sinai. And the term Hishamer constitutes a love. Ravina says Hishamer and Pen constitute 2 loving, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says Ushmor constitutes 1/3 love. So when a cheetah entered the Migdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the 3 loving for forgetting one's Torah, had his Talmidim go and chase it since they at least fulfilled their obligation of Lo Yamush by saying Shema in the morning and at night, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami taught, Afil Loshana Adam El Perek Echad Shachris Uperek Echad Arvis. Even if a person only learned 1 chapter of Torah in the morning and 1 chapter in the evening, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Hazem Mipicho. This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. Rather, you shall contemplate it day and night. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills Ol Yamush. Rabbi Yochanan added that it's forbidden to tell this before Amaya Arts, but Rava says it's a mitzvah to do so. Daf Kuf, so the Simon Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The Kohen's monkeys, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf, monkey. The Kohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, which reminds the Gemara discusses what to do if the Lechem Apanim or Lavona were put on or removed from the Shulchan on the wrong day. So the Kohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the Kemitza to the Klei Sharis when it did the Kemitza at night, thereby making it puzzle, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the Klei Sharis or the Shulchan are Makadish Shalobah's Manan, and if Lila is Mechuser's Man. So the Kohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from the Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the Kemitza to the Klei Sharis when it did the Kemitza at night, thereby making it puzzle, prepared bunches of bananas to consume while they waited 3 days from the day the Shtei Lechem was baked to eat it, since Shavuos that year fell out on a Sunday, which reminds us the Gemara discusses possible days the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim can be eaten because baking is not Doche Yantav or Shabbos. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that the Lechem Apanim remain hot and fresh the entire week? That's on Duff. Tzadivav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss the orientation of the Kelim in the Mikdash? And we have a machlokes about the 10 Shulchanos of Shlomo Melech. That's on Duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn the Rebbe Shimon holds called Omer Lipados Kefadui Dami? Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. That's on Duff. Kefalof. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss whether the Lechem Apanim becomes Pasul during the Masa'os, the journeys in the Midbar? That's on Duff. Tzadihe. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the arrangement and removal of the kanim supporting the Lechem Apanim are not Docha Shabbos? That's on daf. Tzadizayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says there are 3 lavim for forgetting one's Torah? He shamer, pen, ushmor. That's on daf. Tzadites. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we in the Rav Shimon holds that food that is asur b'hana is not makabel tuma unless it had a shasa kosher? That's on daf. Kufalov. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we makokas if the miskeres of the shulchan was lamata or lamala, the tabletop? That's on daf. Tzadibav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss whether kedusha's dam can be redeemed while it's still tahor? That's on daf. Kufalov. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the source for Malim Bekodesh Veloma Reading? That's on daf. Tzadites. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.